Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
The recording has started.
God bless you today. God bless each and every one of you.
Muted.
Today. Indeed,
all participants are
indeed,
muted.
This is the day that the Lord has made. We do rejoice, and we are glad in this day. Amen. Truly, the Lord is good. The Lord is good to us, and we owe him a praise. We owe him a praise. We owe him all of the honor, all of the glory that is due unto his name. Amen. Glory to God. We're so grateful. We're so grateful to be back here again on tonight on the Prayer News Network Global. We thank God for each and every one of you coming out to be with us. Amen. But wherever you're listening from, we thank God for you. Whether you're listening from afar, amen, across the country, amen, we're now broadcasting in 48 countries. So whatever country you're listening from, we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for coming to share. Thank you for coming to be a part of what the Lord is doing. We thank God for those of you that are listening here in the U.S., those that are listening in the, from the Isles of the Sea, we thank God for you. God bless you. God bless you, each and every one of you on tonight. Amen. We're excited. We're excited as we always are. We're excited about what the Lord is doing. Truly, the Lord is doing great things. Truly, the Lord is doing great things, and we're just grateful. We're grateful. He just keep on, as the song says, he just keep on doing great things. He does. He just keep doing great things for us. Amen. For you. And we are so grateful for that. Amen. Glory to God. Mm-hmm. Listen, people of God, we want to ask you to go ahead and take a moment and invite someone to come over tonight. Invite someone to come over tonight and be with you here on the Prayer News Network Global. Go ahead and invite them to come on in. Invite them to come on in and to be a part, amen, of what God is doing here on the network. We just believe there's a blessing here for them. There's a blessing here for you. There's a blessing here for them. Amen. And we just give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. Amen. We just thank God as, amen, our listeners are continuing to come in. Just come on in. Come on in, get your pen, get your paper. Amen. Glory to God. Get your pen, get your paper. Get ready for what the Lord will do, what the Lord is about to do among us. Amen. I tell you, this year, amen, has really started off, amen, full steam ahead. Amen, Jesus. And we're just holding on. We're holding on, amen, because the Lord is truly in control. And I tell you, people of God, we're just determined we will not let go. Amen. Mm-hmm. We will not let go. Amen. So we give God thanks. We give him praise again. Go ahead and invite someone to come in. Amen. Want to thank God for all of our leaders. All of our leaders. We just give God thanks and praise for them. Amen. Thanking the Lord for our senior apostle on tonight. Amen. Dr. Samuel Huggins-Jones. Thanking God for him. Thanking God tonight for Bishop K.A. Tina, our presiding bishop, and for my pastor, Apostle B.B. Taylor. Amen. Thanking the Lord, amen, on tonight for, glory to God, our celestial intercessor. Amen. The late Apostle Dr. S.B. Jones. Amen. Glory to God. These people of God that have gone on and become, amen, part of the great cloud of witness. And we just give God thanks. We give God praise for that. Amen. Thanking God for them. Amen, Jesus, that they are watching now. Amen. Glory to God. They're interceding, praying for us. Amen. So we just thank the Lord. Amen. We thank the Lord for them. Amen. We thank the Lord. Amen. Glory to God for our advisors. Thanking the Lord for each and every one of them on tonight. Amen. Our prayer warriors. Thanking God for them. Glory to God. Thanking God for the commitment and the diligence. Amen. Here on this network global. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you, people of God, for listening, for continuing to come and listen in and be a part, amen, of the participating audience. So we just give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen. Just want to remind you that on tomorrow, we start, amen, our prayer revival, our prayer, 21 days of consecration. Amen, Jesus. Don't forget, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Amen, Jesus. That's when we're turning that plate down. 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. But for those that are on medicines, et cetera, we certainly want you to use wisdom. Amen. Use wisdom and definitely be led by the leading of the Lord. Amen. We're not imposing, amen, the consecration on you, but we certainly want you to get the benefit, amen, of what the Lord is doing. Amen. Lord God, make a sacrifice. Make a sacrifice. Amen. Lord God, that's what it's all about. There is an acceptable fast. Amen. Glory to God, amen, that the Lord has established in the earth. And we want, amen, glory to God, for, amen, chains to be broken, deliverance, salvation, amen, glory to God. Listen, people of God, we already know, amen, Jesus, glory to God, the acceptable fast unto the Lord. So we certainly want to prepare ourselves, amen, Jesus, and get in the flow, amen, so that the Lord can have his way in our lives, amen. Glory be to God. So tonight, people of God, we are so grateful. We are so grateful again for each and every one of you. Amen. As you're coming in, thank God for you. Come on in. Come on in. Come on in. Get your pen and your paper. Glory to God. Amen. As you know, our platform will be changing. Amen, Jesus. Where we will be, amen, upping, amen, Jesus, starting our program out extra early. Amen, Jesus, but it is rolling out, amen, even as we speak, amen. But we're endeavoring, amen, not to hold you long, even on tonight. We're endeavoring not to hold you long, people of God, amen. We just thank God again for your diligence, amen. Jesus, glory to God, again, our platform is changing a little bit, glory to God, so that, amen, we'll get our speakers up, amen, a little early. Amen. How about that? Amen. It doesn't take God long. Glory to God. So tonight, people of God, we would that you go ahead and prepare your heart and prepare your minds on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. I don't know about you, but I'm excited. I'm excited for what the Lord is doing and what he's about to do. Excited for the word that's about to come forth. Amen. Glory be to God. So if you would, people of God, prepare your hearts and your minds on tonight. Amen, Jesus. We're going to go ahead and get right into our programming on tonight. Glory be to God. We want to sanctify the line, but we know that we cannot go to God any kind of way. Glory be to God. No, we cannot. Amen. We must be clean.
For the recording has started.
18, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. And we want the Lord to hear us, people of God. So, therefore, we always take time out, this precious time, to sanctify the line. Ask the Lord to look upon us and cleanse us and purify us. Amen. Glory be to God. Make us ready. Make us ready for his presence. Amen. Make us ready that our request can come before him as a sweet-smelling savor. Amen. Glory be to God. Let us have a word of prayer on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Come on, let us look unto him on tonight. Glory to God. Father, we bless you. We thank you on tonight. We give you honor. We give you praise. We thank you on tonight, glory to God, for your goodness. We're thanking you on tonight for your grace. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight for life and that more abundantly. We thank you tonight. Father, we thank you tonight, glory to God, for you've been good to us. We're thanking you tonight for your keeping power, for how you kept us all day long. And, Father, we just want to say thank you tonight. Father, we thank you. We bless you. We honor and we glorify you on tonight. If we had 10,000 tongues, oh, God, it wouldn't be enough to give you praise. But, Father, here we are tonight. Here we are. We've come collectively. We've come, oh, God, individually on tonight. Glory be to God. With uplifted hands and uplifted heart on tonight. Father, we're asking you that you would look upon us now. Look upon each and every one of us. Father, we're asking that you would forgive us of sin even now. Forgive us of any sin. Glory to God. Anything that we've done, oh, God, any transgression. Father, we're asking that you forgive us now in the
precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you create within us, Father, a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within us on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, on tonight. Father, look upon us tonight. Look upon this line tonight. Look upon the airways. Look upon, oh, glory to God, even those that are listening by radio. Look upon on tonight, glory to God. For star, glory to God. For on tonight, oh, God, many, oh, God, come with decisions, oh, God, indecision, Father, indecisive decisions on tonight. Father, coming looking for answers. And, Father, we know that you are the answer. We know, glory to God, that you hold the answer. Glory be to God to every situation and every circumstance. And, Father, we're asking you on this night, we're asking that you would look upon us, glory to God. We're asking tonight, Father, that you would look upon the sick, the shut in on tonight. We're asking that you would look upon your people tonight. We're asking that you would touch, glory to God, in the precious name of Jesus. Touch in a mighty way. Heal and deliver. Set free on tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you tonight to save. Glory to God. Save to the utmost. Save on tonight. Save the unsaved, the seemingly unsavable, Father. But tonight, Father, we know that you're able. We know that you're able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. Father, we ask on tonight. We're asking that you will move in a mighty way. Father, we're asking, glory to God. We're asking, oh God, that you will move in provision tonight. Father, move in provision on tonight. Father, for you see every need. You see every desire. Father, we're asking that you will have mercy, oh God, and that you will move for your people tonight. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, move. Move in favor tonight. Father, favor, favor. Cause your favor to rest upon your people tonight. In the precious name of Jesus, your favor. Oh, glory to God, the open doors, oh, God, of favor tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you tonight. We're asking you on tonight, oh, God, to reset and restore. Reset and restore your people tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you, oh, glory to God. We're asking you to touch tonight. Father, touch the heart. Touch the grieving hearts, oh, God, those that have lost loved ones. We're asking that you touch tonight. We're asking, oh, God, that the spirit of comfort, oh, God, will cover, oh, glory to God, would embrace your people tonight in the precious name of Jesus. And, Father, we're thanking you, glory to God. We're thanking you for your peace that surpasses all understanding. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you tonight. Glory to God for all that you've done and all that you're doing. Father, we thank you. We bless you now. We're asking, oh, God, that you will look upon your servant tonight. Look upon your man servant tonight. Tonight, in the name of Jesus. Bless, glory to God. Cover, oh, God, your precious anointing. We do pray in the precious name of Jesus. Cover tonight, oh, God, in the Messiah, in the precious name of Jesus. And we're thanking you for your word. Thank you for your word, oh, God. Cause your word to have free course. Cause your word to fall on good ground. And, Father, for this, we give you thanks and we give you praise. We do give you honor. We do give you glory in thy precious name. Hey, glory to God in thy precious name. Jesus, thy will be done. Thy kingdom come. Father, and for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We're asking that you would hide us behind your precious cross. Cover us in your shed blood. Cover us and we shall be covered. Hide us and we shall be hid. Father, for this we thank you. We thank you for every blessing, every good and perfect gift that comes from you. Father, we thank you. We thank you in advance for the blessing. We thank you for the answers now. By faith we do pray in thy precious name, Jesus. Glory to God in every heart on tonight. Say amen, amen, amen on tonight. Amen. Amen on tonight. Glory to God. Amen on tonight. Glory
Amen.
To God. We're excited. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're excited. Amen. Glory to God. I wish there were another word. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm telling you, excitement just does not do justice. Amen. Glory be to God. But I'm telling you, our hearts are made glad. Our hearts are glad on tonight. Amen. For what God is doing on this PNN. Thanking him. Glory be to God for the awesome speakers that he's sending to this line, amen, to be a blessing to the people of God. And we listen, we don't count that lightly. Amen. We don't count it lightly, people of God, but truly it's the Lord's doing. It's the Lord's choosing. Amen. And we are so grateful. We are so grateful on tonight, people of God, amen, to have with us a man of God, amen. Listen, there are no strangers, no strangers, no more strangers, amen, Jesus, but they're just part of this PNN family. And it's always a blessing to have him come and be with us. Amen, Jesus. Listen, people of God, all the way from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Amen. All the way from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Glory be to God by way of Sure Foundation Outreach Ministries. Amen, Jesus. We thank God for this man of God. We thank him. Amen. Thank God for his love, his compassion. Amen. Towards God's people. Amen. And tonight, people of God, we introduce to some and present to others, amen, the man of God for tonight, God's messenger, Thomas Simmons. God bless you, man of God. Press star 6, man of God. Press star 6 to come over to the platform side.
Amen. 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 Can you hear me now? Uh-oh. Hello, can you hear me?
Can you give us a little more volume if you can? Or press star 6 again, Pastor. There you are.
Praise the Lord. Can you hear me?
Now we can hear you. God bless you, sir.
Okay. All right. All right. Thank God for you all. Amen. I didn't hear how many days. I don't know if you're still counting.
Woo! Listen, Pastor, we just stopped counting. We're about
y'all stop counting. Oh, man. Okay.
April 6th, we will complete it 2 years. April 6th.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Y'all need to keep the counter, the ticker going, because I'll be excited every time I come to, to see how many days it's been. I was thinking about you all today, amen, and remember in Acts when they wanted to persecute Peter for preaching the name of Jesus, and they had a wise man stand up and say, you know, if I were you, I wouldn't bother them, you know, and say, let time do it. That's what they said, something like that. Let time tell it all. And he quoted a few circumstances where they were popular people that rose, and because they weren't in God, they fell. Amen. So one of the signs that show you that God is with you is that you continue. I think it was Paul said that we, by the grace of God, we continue until this day. Some other place he said, and none of these things moved me. Amen. So I commend you all. I think about you all often, y'all, or what they say, how they say it, charge it to my head and not my heart. I'm a young pastor trying to be bivocational and grow church and tend to people. And it's a learning, it's a learning aspect. So charge the absence to my head and never my heart. You are solid people. Amen. I thank God for PNN, and I really admire, love, and respect what you all are doing. One of my testers with people, places, and things is time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people can be good to you for a short period of time if they're insincere. But insincere people can't stick around too long. You know, time will get them. Time will get them. Amen. But one thing about people that are lovers of God, time, amen, I think they say when you get in the presence of God, you lose sight of time. You lose sight of time because we're just in awe of God. So I thank you. I commend you all for continue to stand on the wall. I mean, I just heard that you all said about you were getting into prayer for 12 hours. We just finished a 24-hour prayer. The Lord laid it on our hearts, and we just chained it all the way through. One of our first times doing it as a small church. Thank God we finished it, and we finished well. Amen. People were encouraged. Amen. They were excited. First, they were being stretched. And then they got excited. Then it just got good to them, and they just kept going. Amen. So, amen. I believe that this is how we rule the world through prayer.
Amen.
I believe that the church should rule the world, amen, through prayer. So don't stop. Amen. I know that's what the world needs is the church, amen, praying. I'm going to do a little something different. I thought about one message a couple of days ago, but this morning as I was in prayer and devotion, the Lord dropped something in my heart. I don't normally do this. I don't know how many preachers we have. We want to give honor to all of your bishops. Amen. Thank God for every time I'm on the line. You always honor your head, your leaders. Amen. And I commend that. Amen. That's what the world needs more, a divine order. So we want to honor all of the pastors, bishops, apostles, everyone in their respective places. Thank you, amen, Evangelist Bradley, for teaching that by an example of how we should be subject. We should have order. We should be submitted to someone. Amen. Thank you for that. And I want to fall right in line with you. Amen. And honor, amen, all those that allow you to do what you are doing. That's why, amen, this is anointed. Amen. But I want to move in. I'm moving quickly today. I got an early morning, so I'm going to move in and move out quickly. But I want to touch. I don't normally do this. I like the exegesis and not the eisegesis. Those are types of studies. Eisegesis is when you just isolate a scripture or a phrase and you preach on it. There's room for error doing that. And then there's the exegesis, which I really love. It's when you really break down the word, you uncover, you dig, you get the context. Amen. But the way the Lord gave this to me, I got to do it the eisegesis. I got to just cut out a frame. And by the grace of God, I'm going to dress it up and I'm hopefully encourage you tonight. It's going to come from Jeremiah 34 and 19. And also Genesis 15 and 17. I remember in my younger days when I got saved, I used to read the Bible a lot. Still do. I didn't read for speed, but I read it faster. Now I'm a little slower. I'm a lot slower, just because I do a lot of digging. But when I came across Genesis 15 for the first time, it blew my mind. I didn't know what to do with it. It just messed me up. I just didn't know what to do. You know, God will do that. God will blow your mind. God will do things, amen, and act ways that just don't make no sense sometimes. And as the people of God, people of faith, we got to catch him. We got to move with him, kind of like tonight. I know I kind of wrecked the show, you know, not doing it like you know, but that's just like God. Sometimes he going to shake it up. Sometimes he going to do different. And can your spirit move when God's spirit is moving? That's what's very important. Amen. Genesis chapter 15, amen. God, amen, is talking to Abraham, and Abraham is talking to God. It's important as people of God, amen. Don't you know that God will talk to you, amen, and it's important for you to talk to God. It's important. It's important. Don't you stop. Amen. Don't you stop. Talk to God. If it sounds like he's not listening, talk anyway. I got one of those type of wives. When she come in the house, she going to talk. If she ain't talking, she sleep. Amen. But she going to talk. She going to talk because she know somebody hears her, Lord. And I want you to know that if you're talking, God is listening. Lord, have mercy. I want you to hear that. If you are talking, God is listening. He's making note. He's taking note of what you are saying. Amen. I don't care if he's quiet. Maybe he's moving for you. Maybe he's in operation. But I want you to know, I don't care how silent, how long, God hears you. Lord, I could stay right there for a minute. But I'm not, because I got something I want to deposit to you. Genesis 15 and 17. There is a little phrase. Hopefully you're there, right? Genesis 15 and 17. There is a little phrase at the very end of the scripture. I'm going to take the last where it says comma and. It says, and a burning lamp that passed between those pieces. That's what I want to grab right there. There was something. And I'm going to just give you the clue. I'm going to give you a head. The burning lamp was the fire of God. The burning lamp was the spirit of God. The burning lamp was God passing through broken pieces. All right, I want to give you that. And then I want to move very quickly to Jeremiah 34. Jeremiah 34 and 19. And we'll see something very similar again. At the end, ironically, not ironically, but it's at the end, and the scripture says, and pass between the parts thereof. and pass between the parts. And I'm going to just give it to you up front. Amen. What this is a symbolic way of God creating a covenant with his people, or vice versa, God asking for a covenant. And kind of like the handshake or the proverbial signing of a contract today, this is the way you signed a contract for God. Those contractors were unto death do us part. Not every contract had that, but these two did. Unto death do us part. Whenever you have a carcass, what this was, it was a carcass. Abraham, when God was impressing upon him, letting him know that you were the promise, that I'm going to do great things, even though you don't have a son, even though it looks dry, even though it doesn't look profitable right now, you're going to be a father of many nations. God speaking those things as though they were. Even though we can't see it, God can see it. And he was speaking to Abraham like he's speaking to you. God has great things in store for his people. Individually, not collectively, not just because you belong, but God created you for a reason. One of my biggest heartbeats for the church is to know that specifically we were made for a reason. There is purpose in you. I don't care how dead it appears. I don't care how dry it appears. I don't care how unfruitful it appears. God made you for a reason. Just like the sun, Lord have mercy, the sun was made to shine. The moon was made to shine. There was nothing made that was made that did not have a purpose. I want you to know today, this is how I gained great significance. I felt good about my life. I lived many years thinking that I was nobody and nothing until I realized, wait a minute, God created me. When He created me, there is purpose down in me. And Abraham was about 90-something years old, or close to 90. He was unproductive. He didn't have any children. But God was speaking something to him. He was promising him something. And it just didn't make no sense. I'm telling you, God to do stuff that just don't make no sense. You got to catch God by faith. That's the only way you can catch him. You got to have faith. If you don't have faith, you're going to miss it. So, Lord, give us faith, amen, to finish. I preached that a little while back, finishing faith. We need finishing faith. We need finishing faith. But today, God is promising Abraham something, and Abraham just can't see it with what he got in his hands. It just don't make no sense. And he said, how are you going to make me a father of many nations and I don't have a son? Abraham was listening to God, and what God was saying wasn't making no sense. So Abraham talked back to God and asked God a question. It's okay to ask God questions. I want you to know it's okay. I know the latter, and I respect all bishops and pastors, but let me tell you something. It's okay to ask God questions because God is full of answers. Lord have mercy, he's full of answers. It's okay to ask him questions in faith, asking questions. Abraham asked God, how can this thing be, seeing I don't know, I don't have a son? And God tells Abraham to do a certain amount of things. It's important to be obedient. It's important to hear instructions. It's important to write things down. Don't forget what God is telling us. This is why it's important to journal. This is why you need paper and pen. Write it down. Remember it in your prayer time. Go back over it. Reread it. Ensure you remember what God has told you to do. Oftentimes we're worried about the next step, and we can't get the next step because the first step is not finished. Go back and finish the first step. God has given you enough to do enough until he gives you another word. The last word God has given you will sustain you until the next word. If the next word hadn't come, that's because the first word is not finished. Write it down. Go back to it prayerfully. By the Spirit, make sure you finish what God has placed in your heart. Make sure it's from God. They don't have to be from you. Make sure it's from God, and give everything you have to doing what God has called you to do. Okay, so Abraham asked God, what does this make sense? God tells Abraham, give me a sacrifice. He tells him to give him certain things. And this is right here in Genesis chapter 15. He gives him an order. He gives him an order on how to do things. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Make sure you do it like God is telling you to do it. Oftentimes our blessings, oftentimes our answers is hung up in obedience. It's hung up in the lack of faith. It's hung up in the lack of effort. We are telling ourselves we can't, but God says you can. I can because God says I can. If God tells you to do it, you can do it. Put the effort to it. Now he tells Abraham to lay the sacrifices in a certain order, get the fire, get the wood. And Abraham, well, this is the big one. Abraham does what God says do. And Abraham has to sit and wait on God. You know, waiting is very hard. Waiting is very hard. Waiting on God. We think we know more than God. And unconsciously, even in our spiritual unconscious, we try to tell God what timing is perfect, opposed to God telling us when timing is perfect. Lord, we got to learn how to wait on God. So much so, Abraham was waiting on God till he began to fall asleep. So much so, Abraham was waiting on God till the sacrifices that he had laying in the place where God told him, the birds, which is foul spirits, was trying to come eat the sacrifice. And Abraham had to beat off the birds in order to make sure that the sacrifice stayed there for God. Sooner or later, God begins to move. While Abraham is falling to sleep, God, the Bible says that his dreams were dreadful. Not dreadful because he was scared, not dreadful because it was spooky, but sometimes the power, the presence of God can bring a power in the room that makes us in awe, that puts us in awe. Abraham, even in his dreams, was in awe of God. And the Bible says that God begins to speak, God begins to move, and he passes through this sacrifice. The sacrifice that Abraham obediently laid before God. The Bible says that the lamb passed through because the carcass, one of them was a cow, calf by specific name in Scripture. He had to cut that calf in half, and the two pieces were divided. And the Scripture says that the lamb passed through the divided pieces. This is how God signifies that he is covenant. And this covenant, watch this, is unto death do us part. What God is saying is I'm a promise keeper. And when I say something, I'm going to keep my word. He was asking Abraham now, not here. He wasn't asking Abraham to do it. This is the most of powerful statement here. He didn't ask Abraham to come up under covenant. He was telling Abraham that I'm up under covenant with you. He was telling Abraham that in spite of the lack of faith, in spite of your inability to see, I'm going to do something wonderful in your life. I don't know if you've ever been there, but I have. I didn't have the faith to walk with God, but God walked with me, and he supplied the faith as I walked with him. If you don't have to have, what they say, little as much if God is in it, Lord. I mean, just use what you got. If you have the faith the size of a mustard seed, God will begin to grow your mustard seed. You just got to walk close enough with God. Just don't give up. Just don't give up, because as we see in this scripture, God is declaring that I'm a promise keeper. I'll keep my promises even if I have to die for it. And, oh, by the way, I think he did die for you. He died for you. He redeemed you, and he purchased you, and he put you in a place where whatever he called you to do, you have the goods to do it. God is telling Abraham here, he's telling Abraham that I promise you, Abraham, that I'm going to make you the man. I got a plan for your life, and I'm going to do it. Even though you're 100 years old, I'm going to do it in your life. If God said it, that settles it. So now we fast forward to Jeremiah. That's what Genesis 15 is. God is making a promise to Abraham. He's passing through the pieces, saying, until death, I'm going, before you die, Abraham, now I can't die because I'm God, but I want you to know that I'm keeping my promise to you. That's one side of it. Now, Jeremiah takes us to the other side, where man makes promises to God. And in Jeremiah, this is where God says, now you told me something. As the children of Israel, you promised me until death do us part that you was going to live for me. You promised me that you was going to keep your promises. You was going to be obedient to me. And you know God never fails, but man fails. Man fails. And God is reminding them that you promised me that you would stay. You promised me your princes and your priests, they walked, they passed through the parts. They passed through the covenant. They passed through the sacrifices. And they said, until death do us part, I'm going to live for you. And we know the moral of the story. We know the end of it. They didn't. They did not. They did not. And God was settling the score here. But where I want to focus in, I want to focus on God being a promise keeper. I want you to know I don't care what it looks like. This is why you got to have faith. Little is much when God is in it. You got to mix every word with faith. Evangelist Hudson gave me that evangelist stamp years ago. She told me, I think it's in Hebrew, she said that word has to be mixed with faith. the word alone is not enough for you. You got to mix the word with faith. And I want you to know that faith is an action word. You don't abstractly believe. You effortful believe. You believe with effort. You got to move on your faith. If you got faith, James said, I'll show you my faith by my works. Faith is an action word. But God is saying that he is a promise keeper. He will keep every promise he made to you. Everyone, I promise you before you die, before God dies, of course, we know God is never going to die. He's going to keep his word. Every promise he's going to keep for you. From God's standpoint, a promise made is a promise kept. I want us to realize who we are dealing with. We are not dealing what the scripture tells us, that God is not a man that he should lie. I want to elevate your faith. I want to increase your faith today. I want to dispel depression. I want to pull you out of the seat of a stupor. I want to pull you out of self-condemnation. I want you to realize that you serve a promise keeper. And I want you to know that God is big enough to pull you out of anything that you're in. He's strong enough to deliver you from every chain, every fetter. There is nothing too hard for God. And all we got to do is supply the faith to believe. We just got to believe this thing. I don't care what's going on around you. God is speaking through even despair. God is speaking in your down. He's speaking. He wants to use you. We just visited the scripture here. Sunday in Jeremiah chapter 32, I believe it was. Well, Jeremiah was in prison, but Jeremiah was signing contracts. Jeremiah was purchasing land even though he was in prison. God can do things that's impossible. God can do things with impossible, but I want you to know that God wants to use you. Yes, little old you. Yes, you that came from, you were born into this world in ways that you don't even want to speak about, but you are here for a reason. Mm-hmm. There's purpose in your hand. The reason why you are disturbed, the reason why you aren't comfortable, babies are born from the seat of discomfort. There's nothing wrong with you being uncomfortable. It might be everything is right. It might be just what the doctor ordered. Yep, the baby is leaping. Yep, the stress, the heartbeat is going up. Why? Because something has to give birth. And the Bible talks about how the mother in birth pains has to push. She has to scream. She has to sweat. She has to grit. In between life and death, life is coming through. I want you to know that God is a promise keeper. And concerning you, this is the problem we have. We have faith for people. We have faith for others. But do we have faith for ourselves? God wants to use, yes, you. God is a promise keeper. Lord have mercy, I don't have enough time, and now I'm in it, and I don't want to leave it. I love the people of God, and I want you to know that God, he wants to use you. God needs your hands. He needs your mouth. He needs your love. He needs your forgiveness. He needs your stand. He need every part of you. God wants to use you. God hadn't given up on you. You may have given up on yourself, but God hadn't given up on you. God ain't finished with you yet. As long as there's breath in your body, as long as you clothe in your right mind, God can use you. God is a promise keeper. I want to pull you out of the stupor. I want you to know that still, all you got to do is have a stronger commitment, and God can do what he wants to do in your life. God has not forgotten what he has promised you. He's not forgotten. He's going to fulfill. He's going to do everything he promised concerning you. Let me give you a testimony, and I think I want to, if it's all right, I want to move, amen, to pray for the people. You know, I'm going to just be in trouble tomorrow, but I want to pray. I remember a few times in my life, and then I think Vander Stample might have been there. We had a prophet in the house. I've never encountered prophets by this time. This was, I think, my first encounter. And the prophet was trying to speak some natural stuff into my life. I never experienced this before. And I had to put a seed on it. I didn't know anything about seeds and words. I didn't know anything about any of this. I want to prove to you that God is big enough to promise, to fulfill his promise, even when you don't have the faith. The man, the prophet asked for, he prophesied to me, and what he prophesied is neither here nor there. But he told me, he said, I want you to put a seed offering. That's action. That's the effort I was telling you about. All faith needs effort. All faith needs action. It needs action. He was asking me to move on a word from God. And I was so stuck in what I've in my past. I was so stuck in what I thought I knew or what I did not know. Sometimes ignorance, the Bible says the people perish because of a lack of knowledge. Sometimes it's because you just don't know. And I didn't know enough. I didn't know enough. But God will even work in through, work you through ignorance. He'll work you through ignorance. He asked me to put a seed on it, and I was standing in the line, and I wasn't going to put the seed there. Lord, I never forget this. Thank God for my wife. And my wife, the Lord got faith in my wife, or my wife. She just believed, but I didn't believe. She was running around that church. She was running around that church. She was excited about what God said, and I was standing in that line worrying about how much money I was going to put in this plate because I wasn't going to do what the man said. I didn't see the words of being from God. But God used that merciful moment. God, my wife came to me and she looked up at me. She said, what are we going to do? Did you hear the word of God? What are you going to do? And I promise you, saints, at that moment, my wife is shorter than I, and she looked up at me in my face and she said, what are we going to do? And at that moment, God said, you can't stop her faith. I didn't have it. He had to use something next to me to give it to me. And I said, you really believe this thing? She said, yes, I do. Yes, I do. And I had to just move in what I heard. I didn't know, just a little obedience. I didn't have the faith to believe it yet. I just had to do it because God had given me a moment. And we walk in that promise right now. I promise you, we're walking in it right now. But God had to give me the faith. He journeyed with me and deposited the faith into me over time. But it was one obedience at a time. I want you to know that God ain't finished with you yet. You say, I don't have it yet. I don't see it yet. You don't have to, baby. You don't have to see it. You don't have to have it. God got everything you need. All you got to do is furnish the faith to believe. I want you to know that God is a promise keeper. And if he said it, I believe that if he said it, he's going to do it. I didn't have any of the goods to do what God wanted to do in my life. All I knew is what God said at that moment, at that time, not in the future. I just knew, I just walked on one word. And I encourage the people of God tonight, just that one word. You don't have to worry about your future. You don't have to worry about it. Unless God showed it to you, you don't have to worry about it. Just that one word. There is a word. I promise you, there is a word. There is a word that you are living off of. And I want to open, if it's okay, Evangelist Bradley, if we can pray.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes,
amen,
sir.
Amen. 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 If there is any prayer requests, amen, any prayer requests, I want to move right in this. I want to move right here. I want to move as the promise keeper is moving. And I'm telling you, as we got, and if you have it, amen, we're going to start six and come on in. I'm going to just talk until I hear a voice. And we're going to record the prayer requests, and then we're going to go to the promise keeper. Amen. Come on in. Amen. Bless you.
Yes. I'd like to ask prayer for my cousin Evelyn. She's in the hospital with COVID and pneumonia. And for Anthony and Pam, both of them have COVID also.
Evelyn, Pam, and who was the one in the middle?
Anthony.
Anthony. Bless you. Okay. Thank
yes,
you.
Sir. Thank you.
Amen. Is there anyone else in there? We're going to the promise keeper. We're going to the God that can do anything. Without, there's nothing too hard for God. Come on in. Just star six and come on in. Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Bless you. I'd like to request prayer for Minister Rochester Lett. He's in the hospital. The doctor diagnosed him with cancer, but he believes in God, and I'm believing God also with him. So we ask for prayer for him.
Amen.
And we thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Anybody else? Is there another? Lord have mercy. Is there anybody else?
God bless you, men of God, and thank you so much, and Evangelist Bradley. This is Sister Packer. I'm asking for prayer for my son, Quincy, and I'm asking prayer for my family. Thank you. God bless.
Amen. Sister Packer, for praying for Quincy, yes, and his family. Amen. Bless you. Thank you. Is there anything too hard for God? Nothing, nothing. Amen. Is there anyone else? Star 6 and come on over. Hallelujah. God can do it for me. He definitely, he can do it for you.
Yes, my name is Anna Miles. I need prayer for my husband.
Oh. Amen. Praying for her husband. God bless you. Amen. Y'all wives, pray for y'all husbands. Amen. Bless you. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Believe God for it. It ain't too late. It ain't too hard. God specializes in things.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
My name is Sister Betty, and I'm calling in a Christian prayer for my granddaughter. She's going to be going in the hospital in a few days and have a cesarean. And I'm requesting prayer for her and my child. God will bring her through.
I'm sorry, I'm going to have to ask you to say that again. I think you are breaking up. If you can say that again, I'm sorry.
My name is Sister Betty, and I'm requesting prayer for my granddaughter. Her name is Johnette, and she's going in the hospital, and she's going to be having a cesarean, and I'm requesting prayer for her and her unborn son.
Okay. Amen, Sister Betty. For the granddaughter, Jeanette, having a cesarean, amen. Unborn son, we got that. Anybody else? God bless you. God bless you, God bless you. Come on in, y'all, come on in. Amen, while the faith of God is moving, while the spirit of God is moving, amen. All we need, all God needs you to do is believe with me. All he needed, the Bible says, and it was counted unto him as righteousness. All he needed was a yes. Lord have mercy. That's all he needed. He did it for me. He did it for me, and I know if he did it for me, he can do it. He can do it for you.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, this is Sister Kathy. I'm requesting prayer for myself that I give all of myself to the Lord the way he desired for me to do it and the way I want to do, the way I desire to do. I just want to give my all to him.
Beautiful.
In Jesus' name, thank you.
Amen. And you can. You can. It's one decision at a time. Amen. 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 You can. Amen. You can give him all. Is there anybody else? Is there anybody else? Anybody else? And when I heard a click, is there anybody else?
Yes, this is Minister Ollie again. God bless you again. I ask for prayer for Minister Rochester Lett, but I'm also asking prayer for Miss Turner. The doctor told her that her Haley, does she have an issue with that? And that she also have something with the spleen, and she has a lot of things going on with her. And I'm asking prayer, and she believes in God. And they put her on hospital, but she trusted and believed in God for a miracle. And we went yesterday and prayed with her, but we trust in God for a miracle because we know he's able to raise her up.
Amen.
We know he can do it for his glory, for his glory, that men would know that he can and he's able. Her name is Miss Turner. Miss Turner.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much, and God bless you.
Thank you. Amen. Bless you. Amen. Is there anybody else? And like I heard a voice. Okay. I just want to encourage your faith. I mean, faith literally moves mountains. Faith gives God permission to do what he wants to do in your life. And he has done it for me, coming a little young boy coming from a broken home, wasn't smart in school. Amen, amen. Down through the years. Amen. Ups and downs. Wasn't a church goer young. I don't have a church pedigree. Amen. But God just began to do some things, Lord have mercy. He started to do some things in my life. And his spirit went before me. And this same God who did it for me, he's the same God that will do it for you. And God has the plan for your life. I want you to get that. He has the plan, and God is a promise keeper. And there is still time for you. Amen, amen. There's still time for you. I don't care what your timetable looks like. As long as you're still breathing, God can still do what he needs to do in your life. You're here for a reason. Amen. And God wants to get the glory out of your life. Let us not allow anyone or anything to cause us to surrender our promises that God has made us. Nothing. I don't care what it looks like. It doesn't matter what it looks like. There's many scripture. We have many scripture where God steps into undoable situation and does the impossible. That's the type of God we serve. And God wants living examples. Amen. We're going to go to the throne of God. Amen. I'm going to pray for you all. And at some point, I'm going to pass it over to the evangelist. Amen. Bradley. Amen. But I want to call each name out. Amen. We have Sister Evelyn. We're praying for the COVID. Amen. And pneumonia. Amen. We don't claim any of these things, but this is just what the doctor says. This is just what the doctor's report says. Amen. Opportunity where God can be testified that he can do, amen, the impossible. Amen. We praying for Pam and we praying for Anthony. I believe all of them have been diagnosed, amen, with COVID or sickness. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen, amen. Minister Lent has lifted up, amen, amen. Miss Turner, amen. Multiple, amen, issues that the doctor has diagnosed, amen. Amen, we're praying for Minister Lent, amen. Cancer is in the hospital, amen. There is nothing too hard for God. We're praying for Sister Packer, amen, and her family, Quincy and family. We're praying for Miss Moss and her husband, amen. We're praying for Sister Betty's granddaughter with Jeanette, who's, amen, having a cesarean for unborn son. It shall be, amen. We praying for good health, amen. We praying, amen, that the hand of God be upon, amen, that son, amen. Amen. We praying for Sister Kathy, oh Lord. She's praying for herself, amen. It's important to pray for yourself. It's important to pray for others. Amen, amen. All on the altar. We want to put our all on the altar. I want you to tell you, Sister Kathy, it's not hard as you think. It's just one decision at a time. Don't try to do it all, everything tomorrow. Just do one thing. Just do one thing. One thing that God is asking you. Maybe he's asking you to get up early. Maybe he's asking you to forgive. Just one thing at a time. One thing at a time. How, in the business world, how do you eat an elephant? It's just one bite at a time. You can eat the whole thing. You can eat the whole thing just one bite at a time. And you walk with God one step at a time, one decision at a time. WWDD, ask yourself, what would Jesus do? And before you know it, your all will be on the altar. Amen. And every sickness, every issue, even the husband, amen, that is being prayed for, the grandkids that's being prayed for, amen, the families that are being prayed for, this is what God asks us to do. Lord, we stand in the gap right now for every koshe basa, every circumstance, every situation. We stand in the gap right now. Amen. We serve the God that is able to do anything. I think you said in the word of God that with man, man, it's impossible. With God, nothing is impossible. He's just looking for us to have faith for he can work on, faith that he can work through. He needs a vessel. He chooses to need vessels to show himself strong in the earth. And your obstacle is just an opportunity for God. We got to believe it is an opportunity for God to speak in the earth. And we're looking for these situations, God. Though we've seen many pass, and no, we don't understand it all, God, you are all wise. You are omnipotent. You are omniscient. You know it all. We see through a glass darkly. We understand and we operate in part, but one thing we know is that God can do the impossible. There is nothing too hard for God. They call him the mighty God, the Prince of Peace, the everlasting Father. The government is upon his shoulder. Just one word from you, God. One word from you, God. One move from you. May your face turn toward us, God. And may you give us peace, Lord. We look into you to operate in our life. Oh, Sheba, we need you to move, God, and we can believe more. The world needs you, oh, God, to move so they can believe more, God. We just ask you to do, hallelujah, what we can't do, God. You got us right where you want us, God. We can't do it, so we got to look to you, God. We are dependent upon you tonight in Jesus' name. We're dependent upon you to cure this COVID thing, God. Give us power. Crisis over COVID. Give us power over these circumstances, God. We're asking you to touch, hallelujah, the sick body, oh, God, the kidney, hallelujah, the spleen, oh, God. Whatever's on the doctor's paper, God, you can cure it, God. Cancer, you can cure it, God. You can cure it. We know that there's a sin thing. It may not be in the individual. Sin is just in the land. And this is the reason why the church must be the church. That's why we got to cry. That's why we can't stop crying until all sin, all sickness is cured. We got a job to do. Lord, we call you a promise keeper today. We call you a keeper today. We know that you are a God that keeps your promises. We're not going to put anything on your name that you have. And if you didn't promise it, that you don't have to keep it. But that which you have promised, Lord, help us as the people of God to hold dear to. You tell us in the word of God that if we seek you first, the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, all other things can be added. You care about what's on our heart, God. You care about our concerns. You care about what we care about, God. And we stand in the gap just like Job stood in the gap for his children. We stand in the gap for our husbands and our grands and our children just like Job. We sacrifice, and maybe perhaps they sin, God. We stand in the gap for them, Lord. And we even repent for ourselves, God. Forgive us of sin. Forgive us of unrighteousness in the name of Jesus. But, Lord, we need you to show your power. We're asking, oh, God, we're crying for revival, God. We're crying, oh, God, that souls be sent another Welsh revival, God. Send another revival, oh, God, where the whole community is impacted, God. Do it through us, Lord, God. We want to be your hands, and we want to be your feet, God. We want to be, hallelujah, the real church, God. We want to be the church with power, God. And we'll make your name great, God. We're not looking for a name for ourselves, Lord. We're not looking to build a fan club, but we're looking to build the kingdom of God. Put your kingdom in our hearts and in our minds. Put your kingdom in our eyes. Help us to think like you want us to think, God, to believe like you want us to believe, to walk like you want us to walk, God. Help us to be your people called by your name. Look upon these precious people that are dialing into this line. Look upon PNN, God. Oh, God, this thing, oh, God, that you have started over 2 years ago, Lord. Look upon their faithfulness, God. It has not come to naught. We thank you for the lives that have been saved, oh, God, healed and delivered and strengthened. Pour back into the orchestrators, oh, God, those that obeyed you, God, those who set this thing up and keep it going. Pour into them, God. Uphold them by the right hand of your mighty power. Oh, God, we don't do this for form or fashion, God, but we do this that you can get the glory, Lord. Bless your precious people. Hey, Shada, and you have the power. We don't, God. The power belongs to you, Lord. We ask you to manifest your glory. Manifest your glory, God. Bless the prayer, the prayer fasting, God. They begin to pray every petition that has ever gone up in PNN, God. We ask you to move upon them right now. Finish, God, what they started, God. Do the impossible, God. We need you to breathe on what we're doing, God. We're doing this for your name's sake, God. We ask you, God, to make us a precious promise, God. And we know when you speak it, God, we know when you say it, God, it will come to pass. I ask you to stir the faith of your people tonight in Jesus' name. May we never be the same. May we harness the faith to finish strong, to stand, hallelujah, to see the salvation of the Lord in our life and the life of those around us. Help us to remember what the true church is all about. It's not only about us, but it's about everything around us. Help us to be the light that shines in darkness, Lord. Have mercy. But we, Lord God, want you to pass through our sacrifice. And we want you to promise us, God, and every promise that we've made, but we have not kept. We ask you to forgive us. And because you have recalled us to called us back to those things, we return back to the promise that has not been kept. And we're going to finish it by the grace of God. We got breath in our body. We have strength. We have our mind clothed. We're going to finish, amen, what you have started in us. Thank you for being a promise keeper tonight, Evangelist. Amen. Bradley, I'm going to give it to you all. Amen. We got to do this more. Amen. I love being with you all. I love you all. Amen. Amen. I love the people of God. Amen. I want the people of God to be, amen, encouraged. Amen. Yes. We are in some tough times. Amen. Amen. But I want you to know that the people of God always grows in tough times. It always grew in tough times. Tough times is a sign that things are being born. The church had, in the Bible, the church has its greatest growth in the toughest times.
Mm-hmm.
Tough Stephen had died, amen. And Peter was being hunted, amen. But the church was growing. I'm talking this history. This is in the history books, not just spiritual facts. This is historical facts. Grew by the thousands as, amen, Herod and those boys were persecuting the church. The church grew on massive scale. And if you are being persecuted, it is just evident token that God is trying to grow. You know how muscles, amen, receive, amen, growth, amen, through resistance. Muscles receive growth through resistance, amen. And if you are being resisted, if you have pressure on your life, that is only because it's time for you to grow. Amen. Bend your knees. You look to God, amen. Turn your TVs off. Turn those radios off and listen for God. Amen. Quiet your spirit. Quiet your mind. Quiet, amen, and listen for God. You don't have to manufacture it. It'll come. It'll come. Get your pen and get your paper. It'll come and just follow God. But God is up to something in the land. And he has a part for you to play in it. He has a part. You are not an innocent bystander. No, no, you are a participator. No, no, you are not a spectator. You are a participator. You have a part to play in the grand scheme of the kingdom. You have something to do for God. So get your heart right. Get your body right. Get your mind right. Get your family right. Get your forgiveness right, because God is coming to use you. I got to go. I got to go. But I love what I feel. Amen. God loves you even more, amen, than I do. Thank you for the opportunity. Amen. I love PNN. I love what you're doing. Please, if anything changes, amen, keep me abreast. Amen. And I look to hear from you all later. I'm going to give it into the hands of Evangelist Bradley. Y'all be blessed.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you, Pastor. Amen. God bless you so much.
Yes,
amen.
Yes.
We were so blessed by the word on tonight, and we just thank God for you always taking time out to come and be with us And just to let you know, we're in day 663 here we are. But we give God thanks and we give God praise
Amen.
For bringing
I'm
going to
write that down. I mean, 663.
Write that down.
Write
it down.
Amen.
Write it down. Yes.
Amen. Love you all. You all be blessed.
Love you, man of God. Regards to your family, to your wife as well.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So we just bless the Lord tonight. We thank him. We bless God for this word on tonight. Amen. Such a sweet word, such an encouraging word on tonight, people of God, just letting us know that God is a promise keeper. Whatever he's promised us, people of God, he's going to perform it. He's going to perform it. Amen. Glory be to God. He is a promise keeper. Man may fail, but God never fails. Amen. Just a beautiful, sweet, sweet reminding word on tonight. Amen. And to just remind us that God wants to use us. He wants to use us, people of God, even in this hour. Amen, Jesus. Maybe we've gotten off course from here to there. Amen, Jesus. But as the man of God said, just one step at a time. Amen. Glory to God. One step at a time. Glory be to God. And listen, God is going to perform everything that he said concerning us. Gave us that beautiful testimony about him and his wife. Amen. And here they are today walking in the promises of God. Amen, Jesus. He's a promise keeper. Amen. That should stir you up. That should stir you up tonight. That word should have encouraged you on tonight. Amen. Because the enemy tries to send so many things to keep us and so many things to block the promises of God. Amen. From being fulfilled in our lives. Amen. But my God, if he said it, just as sure as God said it, he's going to bring it to pass. Amen. Glory be to God. So we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. Amen. And just reminding us that there is purpose in our hands. There's purpose in our hands. And people of God, I thank God for the PNN as well, because we go throughout the day. We go throughout life. Amen, Jesus. And so many times, life just hits us on so many different angles. And my God, but I thank God for the PNN, for the word that comes, because it helps us. It gives us strength. It gives us strength. It reminds us, amen, glory to God. It reminds us, amen, glory to God, that we are not alone. It reminds us, glory be to God, to just hold on. Glory be to God. The winds may blow. Amen. It may get tempest. Glory be to God. Amen. But if we just hold on to the promises of God, amen, truly he will bring us out. Amen. Glory to God. So we give God thanks. We give him praise for this word on tonight. Again, as I said, such a very sweet word. Amen. Just come. Amen. And listen, just that light rain. The light rain, amen, where the word just comes to just water the seed, just that light rain, amen, glory to God. That's what I equate it to, amen, glory to God. And again, just to remind us, amen, that God is not finished. He's not finished with us, amen. No matter how bleak it is, no matter how it looks right now, glory be to God, there is purpose within us. There's purpose within each and every one of us, people of God. Just as sure as we're here, there is purpose in each and every one of us. Amen. Glory be to God. As the man of God said, we just got to mix every word spoken. Every word spoken to us, mix it with faith. Mix that word with faith. Amen. And let us move. Amen. Glory to God. And watch God perform his promises unto us. Amen. We give God thanks. We give God praise again on tonight. Glory to God. We just want to remind you. We just want to remind you that tomorrow, 6 a to 6 p, amen, we will begin our 21-day consecration. Amen, Jesus. 21 days, 21 days. Amen. The first 7 days starting tomorrow, the first 7 days, we will be praying. It will just be prayer on the line. Amen. We won't be speaking. Lord God, just be a full hour of prayer, just a full hour of prayer. Amen. So we want you to come, people of God, because even as the woman of God that came on the other night, glory to God, as the woman of God, Evangelist Maynard, she began to say to us, people of God, that, amen, we can't afford to miss this next move of God. And she began to express to us that how when God moved in the earth, even in times of old, it was prayer that was the catalyst, amen, that ushered in the move of God. It was prayer, sacred, sacred prayer, amen, even alluded back to the Azusa, amen, in the other times that God moved in the earth. Glory to God. And people of God, we are at a pivotal point now. We are at a pivotal point now, glory to God. I don't know, amen, anybody, amen, glory to God, everybody should be able to see, amen, Jesus, that we're at a critical turning point. And in this turning point, people of God, we have got to pray. We've got to pray. We've got to seek God. We've got to hear God, amen, glory to God. We've got to position ourselves in the earth. Glory to God, so that the hand of God, that the Spirit of God can usher in and do as he would in the earth. Amen. Glory to God. We want to be led. We want to be guided by his Spirit. Amen. Jesus, glory to God, I just want to share, amen, during our camp meeting, amen, our senior apostle began to share with us, glory to God, and it even bears witness to the same word, that we are moving, we're transitioning, and people of God, you know, we're transitioning out of church age, we're transitioning out of the church age into the kingdom age, amen, kingdom, amen, pure power and demonstration of God, pure power and demonstration of God. In order for us to access this power, people of God, we've got to pray. Amen. We've got to pray. We've got to decrease so that God can increase. Amen. We have got to decrease so that God can increase. And we, as the man of God said tonight, we have got to hold on to the promises of God. We've got to hold on to his promises. Amen. This is not the time for us to be lackadaisical. No, no, no. Now is not the time for us to be uncertain. Oh, no. Glory be to God. Now is the time for the sons of God to arise. Now is the time, people of God. Now is the time, glory be to God, that the glory of God, the glory of God, hallelujah, glory to God, the glory of God wants to rest upon us. And as the woman of God said the other night, we cannot afford to miss this time. We cannot afford to miss this time, people of God. Amen. Glory be to God. So we are grateful, amen, that the Lord is leading us and guiding us into this time of prayer. And we say all this to say, people of God, don't take it lightly. Don't take this time lightly. Glory to God. Don't take this time of consecration lightly. Glory to God. Go all in. Go in. Amen. Make the sacrifice. Glory to God. Amen. Make the sacrifice. Make the sacrifice. The man of God talked about the sacrifice. Amen. Glory be to God. Make the sacrifice so that the glory of the Lord would rest. Amen. Make the sacrifice. Amen. That the Lord would rest upon you. That the Lord would, glory be to God, his glory would be revealed in you. That his plan and his purpose, glory to God, might come forth in you. Amen. Glory be to God. People of God, you are somebody. You're somebody special in God. You are somebody special in God. You are somebody so special in God. Amen. Glory to God. No matter what the enemy has said, amen, even as the man of God said, amen. Glory to God, he began to say, his pedigree is that he's not been in church all of his life. Amen. Such is some of us. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hadn't been in church all of our, that's not my testimony either. Amen. That I've been in church all my life.
Glory be to God. But I thank God for his saving grace. I thank him for his saving grace, people of God, that at this time, glory to God, here I stand. Amen. Ready, glory to God, ready to be a soldier for the Lord. Amen. Are you ready? Are you ready, people of God? Are you ready? Glory to God. Now is the time, amen, to again decrease so that God can increase. Amen. Pray. Let us take it seriously. Amen. Let us rise in the morning, getting in our word. Amen. Even in the midday, getting in our word, going into prayer. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's not a time of begging. Amen. But allowing the light of God, allowing God to look within. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Allow him to look within us, people of God. He wants to use us. Glory be to God. Lord, whatever it is, anything within me that you can use me, Lord. People of God, there's a great big world out there. There's a great big world out there. Listen, it's beyond your church. It's beyond your ministry. Glory be to God. It's beyond. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Again, I say there are people, even people of God, way over in other countries who's believing God, who's trusting God. Amen, Jesus. Who needs, amen, who are depending on you, your prayer. Glory to God. Your prayer can save them. Amen. Glory to God, out of situations, out of circumstances, your prayer, glory to God, if you give yourself, Lord, to the heart of God to hear what the Lord would have you to pray, people of God, listen, your prayer mixed with faith can turn situations around all the way across the world. Yes, all the way across the world, your prayer, glory to God, your prayer. Glory to God. When you tap into God, your prayer, glory to God. Listen, there are people, amen, who are at war. There are people you hear of the unrest in the world. Glory be to God. Amen. The countries that are unrest, there are soldiers that are so frightened, that are so afraid, glory be to God, that are gripped with fear, that may be facing death. But people of God, your prayer, can turn, hey, woo, glory to God. Your prayer can turn that situation around. Glory to God. Your prayer, when you give, glory to God, to hear the heart of God, amen, when you elevate your mind, when you elevate, glory be to God, when you elevate your expectancy, glory to God, out of this world to see what it is that the Lord wants you to pray for. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Not looking over your neighbors. Glory be to God. Glory to God. But people of God, there are so many situations and circumstances. Your prayer, people of God, your prayer, amen, Jesus, can save a marriage. Your prayer, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God, can hurt our Messiah. Your prayer can stay the hand of death. Glory to God, over somebody you may not even know. But when you pray and you touch God and you allow God to lead you and to guide you and to direct you, glory be to God. God gets the glory. He gets the glory. Amen. Glory be to God. So we bless the Lord. Amen. We bless the Lord tonight. Amen. We're excited. We're excited. Glory to God. People of God, we want you to go all in. Go all in. Go all in. Seriously. Seriously pray. Seriously make this sacrifice. Glory to God. Make this sacrifice. Amen. Glory to God. We bring this sacrifice. Bring a sacrifice pleasing unto the Lord. To God. Make a sacrifice. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That the Lord, amen, will be well pleased. Glory to God. There's so much in the earth, people of God. So much in the earth and the world is depending on you. Just think about that. Somebody in the world is depending on you. I'm trying to elevate your mind and elevate your faith, people of God, letting you know how important you are. Glory to God. God, amen,
and to your neighbors, amen, your brothers and your sisters. Glory to God. I'm trying to expand your mind. Expand your thought processes. Expand what you think about yourself. Glory to God, because it's not about you. Amen. But it's about the glory of God being revealed in you. Amen. Again, people of God, let us not miss this opportunity. Amen. Again, we're going into consecration, prayer and consecration from 6A, 6B. Amen. Glory to God for the next 21 days and, of course, the next 7 days here on the PNN. We're going to be praying. Amen. So even as we're praying for the next 7 days, we want you to come prayerful. We want you to come prayerful. Come ready to pray. Come ready to pray. Glory to God. Come ready to pray. Listen, people of God, and when you come ready to pray, glory be to God, the atmosphere is set. The atmosphere is set. Come and let's unify. Let's unify faith to faith. Glory to God. Come and let us unify. Glory be to God, for the Lord will set the atmosphere. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God, that he will well receive our petitions unto him. Amen. Glory be to God. So we give God thanks tonight. We give God praise. Amen. For all that he's about to do. Amen. As we already said, amen, we realize that there are, amen, many ministries that are already fasting, and we ourselves, amen, and our ministry, it begins on the 7th. We'll be praying for 40 days. Amen. We're going to be praying in prayer and supplication for 40 days, 40-day fast of intercession. Amen. Glory be to God. So certainly, listen, you're more than welcome to join us. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God, because people of God, this is the time. I'm expecting the Lord to do something great. Glory to God. I'm expecting that as I go into this consecration, I'm not going to come out the same. Amen. Glory to God. I'm not coming out the same. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. Thank you. Thank you for your time, your attention on tonight. Glory be to God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Listen, tomorrow, people of God, we want it to be, amen, a time of repentance. Amen. We want it to be a time of repentance. Amen. Reflection and repentance. Amen. Glory to God. We want to start out this consecration. Start out repenting. Amen. Because, listen, we've all missed him. We've all come short somewhere along the way. We've come short. Amen. And we got to allow the glory light, amen, allow God to look within, us, amen, look deep within us, hey, glory to God. I'm talking about deep within us, glory to God. Let him shine his light upon us, glory to God, and once we see, amen, repent, amen. So tomorrow is a time of repentance. Glory to God. So let us, amen, be in a repentant state on tomorrow. Glory to God. Amen. Just getting ourselves ready, as we always say, according to the scripture, Psalm 66 and 18, amen, if we regard any iniquity in our hearts, amen, the Lord will not hear us. Amen. So we want the Lord to search us. Amen. We want the Lord to search us on tomorrow. Amen. A time of reflection and repentance. Amen. As we're going before the throne of grace. Amen. Glory to God. So listen, people of God, you can get a copy of this broadcast. And we always want to thank all of our international listeners. We have several listeners that are reaching out to us. Amen. From other countries. And we're trying to make divine connections. Glory to God. And we just want to let you know that we are getting your prayer requests. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. We will be, amen, getting answers back to you. But we want to thank you. Thank you for continuing to listen in. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. We know that God has great things in store for you as well. So thank you, thank you, thank you. We will be getting back with those of you that are listening by radio.
who would like to download the broadcast, we'll give you the instructions how to download from the radio system there. Amen. Glory to God. But people of God, we want to let you know that you can get a copy of the broadcast tonight. Certainly dial 9 or text 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. As well, those that are in other countries, you can reach out to us via WhatsApp, and that number is 678-608-7234. Again, 678-608-7234. And as well, you can go out to our Facebook page, the Prayer News Network page, and if you want to be connected, just like the page, and then that way you're notified every time we go live. Every night that we go live, you'll be notified. If you simply just like the page, amen, glory to God, you'll be notified. The broadcast there, they're live, even as we are live now as well. You can send a copy of the broadcast. Amen. We ask you to send a copy once you get it. Amen. Send it via messenger. Send it, tag somebody. Amen. On their page. But either way, help us to get it out. Amen. Help us to get the word out to somebody. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We got something good going on here, and we don't want to keep it to ourselves. Amen. As well, you can go out on internet and go to Prayer News Network, and there you will find our broadcast as well as podcast. Amen. Those who like to listen via podcast, you can certainly listen as well. Amen. God bless you, people of God. We thank God for you again. We thank God tonight for Pastor Simmons. Amen. We thank him, thank him, thank him. Glory to God for that beautiful word on tonight. People of God, listen, we pray that you took your notes. Go back over your notes. Go back over your notes. Amen, Jesus. Tell somebody about your notes. Amen. Listen, when you begin to rehash the word, glory be to God, it settles in your spirit. So whatever you get, amen, share it with somebody. And as you share, you'll find that the Lord will begin to expand your memory. He'll begin to expand that you retain, and that you thought you didn't hear will begin to come back. Amen. Just in your sharing, just in your witnessing. Amen. Tell somebody about the word. Glory be to God. God bless you tonight, people of God. Again, we thank God for you. Amen. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your attention. People of God, we are concerned about your growth and your development as kingdom saints. We're concerned about your growth and your development as kingdom saints. Amen. Glory be to God. As kingdom saints, we say in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. So tonight, amen, with uplifted hearts, glory to God, amen, we want to pray. Father, we bless you. We thank you tonight for your word. We thank you, Father, for your messenger. We're thanking you, glory be to God, for all that you said. We're thanking you tonight, oh God, that your word has fallen on good ground. And we're thanking you tonight, glory to God, for a harvest, a bountiful harvest in our lives. Father, we thank you tonight. We're thanking you for transforming our minds. We're thanking you tonight, oh God, that the way we came on this line, we're not leaving this line the same. And Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise for your leading. We thank you for your guidance even now in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're thanking you now even as we go into this time of consecration. Father, lead, guide, and direct each and every one of us in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you on tonight, glory to God, to be glorified, to do what you will in the midst of us, even during this fast, in the name of Jesus. Father, cause this fast and this concentration to be like none other. But we're asking you, oh, glory to God, to reveal yourself unto your people in the precious name of Jesus. Father, lead us and guide us, oh God. Cause us to be in the right place at the right time in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, we thank
you now. Thank you for your servant tonight. Thank you, glory to God, for your man servant this night. Father, we're asking that you would bless him now. We're asking, oh God, that you would bless his going out and his coming in, even from this time forth and forevermore. Father, we're asking on tonight, glory be to God, that you would cause your light to shine upon him, even the more in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you would bless his household, bless his ministry now, in that precious name, oh God. We're asking tonight, oh God, glory to God, that you will meet his every desire, his every heart's desire. Father, we're asking that you will move for him. Move in great measure, we do pray, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for your blood covering. Thank you for being a shield over your servant. Thank you for your anointing. Glory to God, in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, tonight, we forbid backlash of the enemy. We forbid retaliation even now, in the precious name of Jesus. We forbid reformation even now, glory to God. Father, for what you've done is done and cannot be reversed. And Father, we thank you for it now. We're thanking you, glory to God. We're thanking you, glory to God, for, oh God, ayah, woo, gloria masta. God, we thank you tonight. Oh God, we thank you tonight for this night. We thank you for this hour. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise for each and every one, for every listening ear on tonight. We're thanking you for your glory. We thank you, Father, for you've given us your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. And as we leave this line, oh God, but not your presence, cause your glory to shield us and protect us, oh God, every home. Glory to God, every car. Glory to God, every higher. Oh God, everywhere. Oh God, our feet should trot. We thank you now. Glory to God for your glory. Thank you for shielding and protecting us now. We thank you for your peace. Glory to God that surpasses all understanding. Father, we give you glory. We give you thanks. We give you praise for these things. We ask you, oh God, to hide us yet behind the cross. Cover us in your shed blood and we shall be covered. Hide us, Father, and we shall be hid. And for this we give you thanks and we give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you, people of God. God bless you again on tonight. God bless you. We thank you again for your attentiveness. We thank you for your time. Amen, Jesus. We thank God for what he's about to do in your life. Amen, through this time of fasting and consecration. Listen, I just want to say again, maximize the time. Maximize the time during this consecration. Maximize your time with the Lord. Amen. God bless you, people of God. And that does complete our broadcast on tonight. God bless you, and we look to see you on tomorrow night. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Amen.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye. This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.